Chapter 2. Remarkable occurrences from Rio de Janeiro towards Terra del Fuego. December 1768. Rio de Strait La Mer. Right bracket, Thursday, December 8th. Fore and middle parts moderate breezes and cloudy. Remainder, little wind and clear weather. At 3 p.m. the boat returned from the island, hoisted her in, and made sail at 6. The Sugar Loaf at the west entrance of Rio de Janeiro, bore north 12 east, distance 7 leagues. It lies from the city of Rio de Janeiro, from which I take my departure, southwest 4 miles. Wind east northeast, northeast, north by east. Course south 7 degrees 30 minutes west. Distance 85 miles. Latitude 24 degrees 17 minutes south. Longitude 42 degrees 29 minutes west. Friday, 9th. Genteel light breezes and clear weather. At 3 a.m. the fore top gallant mast broke short by the cap. The carpenter employed making another. Wind north, northeast, south-southwest. Course south 22 degrees east. Distance 32 miles. Latitude 24 degrees 46 minutes south. Longitude 42 degrees 16 minutes west. Saturday, 10th. Moderate breezes with some flying showers of rain the first part. Wind southerly. Course, southeast 12 east. Distance 75 miles. Latitude 25 degrees 34 minutes south. Longitude 41 degrees 12 minutes west. Sunday, 11th. Little wind and clear weather the most part of this day. Servant slops. Slops are materials for making clothes. To the people. Wind southerly. Course south 20 degrees east. Distance 9 miles. Latitude 25 degrees 43 minutes south. Longitude 41 degrees 8 minutes west. Monday, 12th. First part, light airs. Remainder, genteel breezes and clear weather. Found the variation of the compass by the evening amplitude, and an azimuth in the morning to be 8 degrees 30 minutes east, and the observed latitude at noon, to be short of that given by the log 10 miles. Exercised the people at great guns and small arms. Wind variable, course south-southwest, distance 34 miles, latitude 26 degrees 14 minutes south, longitude 41 degrees 23 minutes west. Tuesday, 13th. First part gentle breezes and clear, remainder a steady gale. The weather a little hazy. Variation 8 degrees 23 minutes east. Wind northeast and north-northeast, course south 19 degrees 40 minutes west, distance 113 miles, latitude 28 degrees 0 minutes south, longitude 42 degrees 6 minutes west. Wednesday, 14th. First and latter parts, fresh breezes and cloudy, middle, little wind, with thunder, lightning, and rain. The caulkers employed caulking the ship's decks. Wind, northwest, west, south by west, course south 16 degrees east, distance 87 miles, latitude 29 degrees 24 minutes south, longitude 41 degrees 55 minutes west. Thursday, 15th. The first part a fresh gale and dark cloudy weather, remainder, little wind and clear, a large swell from southwest. Wind southwest by south, south, east southeast. Course south 14 degrees 15 minutes east, distance 45 miles, latitude 30 degrees 8 minutes south, longitude 41 degrees 39 minutes west. Friday, 16th. Genteel breezes and clear weather. Variation 9 degrees 36 minutes east. Wind east northeast, northwest, northeast, course south 32 degrees west. Distance 86 miles. Latitude 31 degrees 21 minutes south, longitude 42 degrees 32 minutes west. Saturday, 17th. Hazy with frequent showers of rain all the fore and middle part. Latter, clear weather with a gentle breeze of wind. Wind, variable from northwest, southwest, to south-southeast. Course south 14 degrees west. Distance 56 miles. Latitude 32 degrees 15 minutes south, longitude 42 degrees 48 minutes west. Sunday, 18th. First part, light winds, Remainder, fresh breezes and clear weather. Variation 11 degrees 3 minutes east. Wind, southeast to northeast. Course south 51 west. Distance 43 miles. Latitude 32 degrees 42 minutes south. Longitude 43 degrees 27 minutes west. Monday, 19th. A steady fresh breeze and fair weather. At half past 5 p.m. longitude in per observation of the sun and moon 43 degrees 38 minutes west from Greenwich. Variation 11 degrees 3 minutes east. The observed latitude exceeds that given by the log 7 miles. Wind northerly. Course southwest. Distance 116 miles. Latitude 34 degrees 4 minutes south. Longitude 45 degrees 6 minutes west. Tuesday, 20th. A fresh breeze of wind and hazy. Variation 13 degrees 44 minutes east. Observed latitude exceeds that given by the log 11 miles. Wind north. Course southwest 14 south. Distance 160 miles. Latitude 36 degrees 2 minutes south. Longitude 47 degrees 14 minutes west. Wednesday, 21st. Wind and weather variable. Saw several black sheer waters. Sounded twice this 24 hours, but found no ground with 90 fathoms. The observed latitude again ahead of the log 16 miles. Wind variable. Course south 42 degrees 45 minutes west. Distance 90 miles. Latitude 37 degrees 8 minutes south. Longitude 48 degrees 30 minutes west. Thursday, 22nd. Little wind the most part of this day. Variation 15 degrees 30 minutes east. Bent a new suit of sails. Wind southerly. Course west. Distance 40 miles. Latitude 37 degrees 8 minutes south. Longitude 49 degrees 1 minute west. Friday, 23rd. Light airs and clear weather. Saw some turtle upon the water, but could not catch any. Sounded no ground with 200 fathoms. Variation 15 degrees 40 minutes east. Wind southerly. Course north 48 degrees west. Distance 33 miles. Latitude 36 degrees 46 minutes south. Longitude 49 degrees 32 minutes west. Saturday, 24th. First part calm. Remainder a genteel breeze and fine clear weather. This night had two sets of observations of the moon and the star Aldebaran, which gave the longitude 49 degrees 54 minutes 15 seconds west. The first set gave 49 degrees 55 minutes 15 seconds, and the second 49 degrees 53 minutes 15 seconds. Wind calm, northeasterly, course south 50 degrees west, distance 39 miles. Latitude 37 degrees 11 minutes south, longitude 50 degrees 32 minutes west. Sunday, 25th. Fresh breezes and fine clear weather. Wind northeast by north to north. Course south 50 degrees west. Distance 116 miles. Latitude 38 degrees 37 minutes south, longitude 52 degrees 5 minutes west. Monday, 26th. A fresh breeze of wind and cloudy weather, passed by some rock weed. At noon the observed latitude 26 miles to the southward of the log, which I believe, is chiefly owing to her being generally steered to the southward of her course. Yesterday being Christmas Day the people were none of the soberest. Wind north, course southwest, distance 158 miles. Latitude 40 degrees 19 minutes south, longitude 54 degrees 30 minutes west. Tuesday, 27th. Fresh breezes and hazy with squalls which obliged us during the night to take in the small sails and two reefs in the topsails which were let out in the morning. Wind northerly, course south 50 degrees west, distance 123 miles. Latitude 41 degrees 38 minutes south, longitude 56 degrees 15 minutes west. Wednesday, 28th. First part strong gales and cloudy, which obliged us to get down top gallant yards. At 8 p.m. it blew a storm of wind with rain which brought us under our mainsail with her head to the westward. Sounded 50 fathoms, fine brown sand. At midnight at 40 fathoms, the same bottom. At 4 a.m. at 46 fathoms, coral rock. The weather being more moderate, made sail under the courses and set the topsails with 2 reef inches wind southeast to south. Latitude 40 degrees 49 minutes south. Longitude 58 degrees 29 minutes west. Thursday, 29th. First part moderate breezes and cloudy. Remainder fresh breezes and clear. P. M. loosed all the reefs out and got topgallant yards across. Variation per azimuth 16 degrees 12 minutes. Per amplitude 16 degrees 32 minutes. Mean of the two 16 degrees 22 minutes east. Between 9 and 10 a.m. M. took 7 sets of observations between the sun and moon to find the longitude of the ship. Each set consists of 3 observations. The mean of the whole gave 59 degrees 18 minutes 34 seconds west of Greenwich. The result of each set was as follows, viz. First set, 59 degrees 8 minutes. Second, 59 degrees 21 minutes. Third, 59 degrees 34 minutes. Fourth, 59 degrees 17 minutes. Fifth, 59 degrees 11 minutes 45 seconds. Sixth, 59 degrees 19 minutes 30 seconds. And the seventh, 59 degrees 20 minutes 45 seconds. The greatest difference between any two, viz., the first and third, is but 26 minutes, and the mean of these two differ from the mean of the whole only 2 minutes 26 seconds. This shows to what degree of accuracy these observations can be made even by different persons. Four of these were made and computed by Mr. Green, and the rest by myself. The longitude given by the ship, reckoning from the last observation 5 days ago, differs only 8 miles from the observation, which shows that we have not been in any currents. Soundings from 40 to 47. Wind northeasterly. Course south 46 degrees 30 minutes west. Distance 81 miles. Latitude 41 degrees 45 minutes south. Longitude 59 degrees 37 minutes west. Friday, 30th. Little wind, and sometimes calm. The first part clear weather, remainder foggy and hazy. Soundings from 44 to 49 fathoms. Gray sandy bottom. Caught both this morning and last night a great number of insects. Some were upon the wing, but the greater part were upon the water, and many of these alive, and of such sort as cannot fly far, and yet at this time we could not be less than 30 leagues from land. Wind variable, course south 30 degrees west, distance 54 miles, latitude 42 degrees 32 minutes south, longitude 60 degrees 15 minutes west. Saturday, 31st. Cloudy weather, with some lightning and a few showers of rain. Variation 18 degrees 36 minutes east. Soundings from 46 to 50 fathoms. Fine dark sand. Wind southeasterly. Course south 18 degrees west. Distance 43 miles. Latitude 43 degrees 14 minutes south. Longitude 60 degrees 26 minutes west. January 1769. Right bracket, Sunday, January 1st, 1769. First and latter part, fresh breezes and clear weather. In the middle, light airs and calm. At noon, longitude in per 4 sets of observations between the sun and moon 61 degrees 8 minutes 28 seconds west. The difference between the least and greatest of these sets was 8 minutes, and the mean of 2 differs from the mean of the whole, but 32 seconds. The longitude by account carried on from the last observations exactly agree with these observations. Saw a great number of small whales about the ship. Wind south to west southwest, course south 36 degrees west, distance 39 miles. Latitude 43 degrees 35 minutes south. Longitude 61 degrees 8 minutes 28 seconds west. Monday, January 2nd. The first part of this day a genteel gale and clear weather. Middle, squally, with lightning and rain, and some showers of large hailstones. Towards noon a steady fresh breeze and clear weather. at noon longitude and by three sets of observations between the sun and moon 61 degrees 7 minutes 45 seconds, which is 43 seconds to the eastward of yesterday's observations. The ship by the log has made 4 minutes east. Wind westerly. Course south 2 degrees east. Distance 92 miles. Latitude 45 degrees 17 minutes south. Longitude 61 degrees 7 minutes 45 seconds west. Tuesday, 3rd. Fresh gales and clear weather, under single reef topsails. P.M.M. Saw some whales and porpoises and small red crawfish, some of which we caught. At noon saw several birds of a light gray color, like pigeons, but smaller. These are of the Mother Carey's kind. Longitude per observation 61 degrees 29 minutes 45 seconds, which is 22 minutes to the westward of yesterday, but the ship hath made 41 minutes. Consequently there is an error of 19 minutes, which is not to be supposed to be in the log in one day's run. But, be it which way it will, it is not great. Wind west, southerly, course south 11 degrees, distance 122 miles. Latitude 47 degrees 17 minutes south, longitude 61 degrees 29 minutes 45 seconds west. Wednesday, 4th. First part, genteel breeze and clear, latter, fresh gales, with heavy squalls of wind and rain, which brought us under our courses and main topsails close reefed. Soon after noon saw the appearance of land to the eastward, and being in the latitude of Pepys Island, as it is laid down in some charts, imagined it might be it.
Pepys Island, placed on charts, from a report by Captain Cowley in 1683, about 230 miles north of Falkland Islands, and long imagined to exist. It was eventually recognized, after the discovery of Cowley's manuscript journal, that Cowley had sighted the Falklands.
Bore down to be certain, and at 1:02 past 2 p.m. discovered our mistake, and hauled the wind again. At 6 sounded, and at 72 fathoms black sand and mud. Variation 19 degrees 45 minutes east. Wind west northwest to southwest by south. Course south 30 degrees east. Distance 76 miles. Latitude 48 degrees 28 minutes south. Longitude 60 degrees 51 minutes west. Nearing Terra del Fuego. Right bracket, Thursday, 5th. Four part, fresh gales and clear, middle, light airs. Remainder, fresh gales and a little hazy. P.M. found the variation to be 20 degrees 4 minutes east. Sounding 75 and 73 fathoms. A great number of waterfowl about the ship. Wind southwest, northeast, north-northeast, course south 28 degrees west, distance 92 miles, latitude 49 degrees 49 minutes south, longitude 61 degrees 67 minutes west. Friday, 6th. Fresh gales, the air very sharp and cold, frequent showers of rain and squalls. Sounding 75 fathoms. Saw some penguins. Gave to each of the people a furnet jacket and a pair of trousers, after which I never heard one man complain of cold, not but that the weather was cold enough. Wind west, southerly, course south 8 degrees 45 minutes west, distance 92 miles, latitude 51 degrees 20 minutes south, long